A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, August the 26th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, today we'll be looking at issues affecting women and programs that are done by many women, even amidst this COVID-19, which is impacting almost every human aspect, not only in the country, but worldwide. This is Zimbabwe says as of yesterday, they've reported 391 new cases, all local, and 18 deaths. And we see that so far, more than 2 million people, which is 2.4 million, have been vaccinated against the COVID-19.
Yes, and going back to the update from the Ministry of Health, they say that as of the 25th of August, is yesterday, Zimbabwe, dating back to March last year, currently has 123,711 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the country, including 109,498 recoveries. But unfortunately also, there are 4,338 deaths in the country since March last year. And we've seen also the government extending by 2 weeks the lockdown in the country, and also at the same time saying that schools will open school, which has sparked a lot of debate. And we will have some of our guests weighing in on the opening of schools, some for and some, you know, against, at a time when the country is fighting COVID-19 stuff.
Yes, Marv, for now, let's take a look at the video. You can explain.
Yes, during this COVID-19, we know a lot of people are really concentrating on what's happening regarding COVID, but there is a group of women out there that are actually, they have grouped together to enable themselves to be anti-poachers during this COVID-19. Let's take a look at a report that was done by Columbus Mavunga for VOA regarding this group of very strong women who have grouped together to fight poaching in Zimbabwe.
These are the International Foundation on a drill near Manapu National Park, 300 kilometers north of Nyaradzo. Auxilia Hoto has been part of this group known as Akashinga, the Brave Ones, since it started in 2017 to fight poaching here. Hoto says she does not fear poachers or wildlife.
I'm not even afraid. At first, yeah, I was a bit afraid. But now, because we are taught on animal behavior and everything, and also because of the time that I've spent in the bush, now I've got experience. Whenever I encounter even a lion, I won't be scared.
The women are well armed, and if they encounter poachers, they detain them and turn them over to police for prosecution. Damien Menda, an Australian national and an Iraq war veteran, formed the Akashinga Project. He says anti-poaching patrols will help preserve Africa's wildlife, which has been under steady attack from poachers for decades.
It was a trial in the beginning, a small trial on one reserve in northern Zimbabwe. We started with 16 women protecting 90,000 acres. We've now got 240 staff as part of this program. We've got 8 reserves that we patrol or have contracts for, and we're on target to have 1,000 staff by 26.
The International Anti-Poaching Foundation oversees the rangers and pays them through donations collected online. Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority says efforts of such groups is helping to fight poaching in this wildlife-rich country.
And these people have been providing the much needed in terms of patrol, in terms of anti-poaching law enforcement. Because of these activities and this partnership, we are visible on the ground, and less of poaching are recorded within our national parks.
With more and more rangers coming on board, Zimbabwe hopes to eliminate poaching and ensure the safety of the wildlife roaming the national. Kwalambas Mavungama for VOA News.
Very interesting report there of women called Akashinga, meaning that she is brave, literally translated from Shona to English. And they are at the moment doing anti-poaching exercises in Zimbabwe. And we heard there from one of the organizers or the people that started the group that they're saying that they would like to expand the number of women that would be on in the group.
Yes, very interesting indeed. And she's saying that even if she saw a lion,
yes,
she would not be scared. Yabuke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma manje ke lapha sisemsakazweni we-Studio 7. Lapho silethulela khona uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk, Women's Round Table, okutho ukuthi namhlanje-ke sicubungula okuphathelane labesifazane. Sikhangela-ke ukuthi ziziphi inhlelo abesifazane abaziqhubayo ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 sona esikhathazayo, ngoba zonke inhlelo emhlabeni jikelele athi eZimbabwe kuphela zithintekile nge-COVID-19. Yona-ke sizwile uhulumende sithi izolo nje kulabantu abafika bephosephose amachumi amabili abangu-18 ichumi-ke lesishiya kalombili ababhubhileyo ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Kwathi abafika phose amakhulu amane 391 bahlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi abantu uhlelo lokuhlatshwa ijekiseni luqhubeka kuhle, ngoba nakho phela abantu abedlula isigidi 2.4 million sebehlatshiwe ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Uhulumende athi uyikho okuhle ngempela. Sinanzelela njalo ukuthi kathesi-ke unyanga yonale ekancwabakazi u-August kuthiwa yi-Women's Month wele South Africa. I-South Africa-ke binanza-ke ilanga labesifazana kuyo yonke inyanga leyi. Njalo kuke kwaba nomcimbi-ke omkhulu lapho okwakhuluma khona inkosi yamaNdebele uLebulelani loBhengu lakaMzilikazi Khumalo. Kwakhuluma-ke labesifazana abekwaZulu Natal, unkosikazi Gugushezi oyinhlanganiso okuthiwa yiMbumba ehlola amantombazana ubuntombi bawo engakayenzi. Kwakhuluma-ke lezimu iMbokodo. Kwakhuluma-ke labogogo ababekhonapho ukuthi abantwana bengakhula njani, njalo bona kuyini abangakwenza abesifazana ukuthi bethuthukise inhlelo zabo. Ngakho-ke singakakhangeli okuningi, asizweni-ke okwaqhubeka kulowo mkhosi khona okwathathwa yintatheli zindaba yethu uThuso Khumalo. Asizweni ukuthi kuyini ababekutsho lapho.
I am reminded of my great grandmother who stood up for a nation in time of strife and trouble. Sithi ala ala zobosho, ala ala Afrika, ala ala ufakazi womlando.
Isifiso sami le nto njengoba iqalile lokhu kuhlangana kwethu kuqalile, ngathi kungaqhubeka njalo ngoba singama-Afrika nje. Sicobelelane ngolwazi, sitshelane ngolwazi, omunye nomunye azi ngokukhuliswa, ngoba abantu abadala kakhulu kakhulu ogogo abasekho abazositshela ukuthi kwakwenzakalani. Sekufuneka thina, ngoba akubhalwa phansi inkinga, umAfrika akabhali phansi ashiye ebhalile.
Abomama besizwe sakwaMthakazi bathole ukuhlangana labomama ake bevela kwaZulu bezobafundisa njengomama bezoxoxa labo ngokuthi bona njengabomama kwaZulu baziphethe njani, ubukhosi bakwaZulu bawuphatha njani njengabomama. Besifundisa lathi singomama ukuthi njengabomama kumele siziphathe njani njengoba thina omama ubukhosi lowu yinto esikhule singayazi engaziwayo, njengoba lokho kuyinto yagcina ukubonakala kwelikaMzilikazi ngabo 1893. bese bafundisa ukuthi bakwazi ukuziphatha ngabe namadoda wawo. Imizi yabo siyayibona iyadilika, akusayakhiwa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi abantwana besintwana bahloniphi. Sibabona bagcwele egoli, umntwana othi mangaqeda isikole ekhaya sekuya egoli engakazi ekwenda. Abantwana okunye siyababona khona egoli sebabulelisa abafana ngoba baqoma abafana nga-2-3 abafana begcina begwazana bebulalana. Siyakhuza kakhulu sithi lowo mhlola kawupheli.
Yebo-ke lapho-ke sizwe umkhosi owawuqhutshwa kunanzwa ilanga labomama elabesifazane e-South Africa likancwabakazi. Sizwe inkosi yamaNdebele yobulelani lobhengula kamzilikazi Khumalo ikhuluma, sezwa unkosikazi Gushezi weMbumba ikhuluma, sezwa isiphathamandla seZim iMbokodo uVictor Simathuthula ikhuluma kulo umbuthano. Lapho-ke sakuthathelwa intathela izindaba yethu uThuso Khumalo. Yes, marvelous day. That was a ceremony that was held recently, whereby yes, you know that it's Women's Month in South Africa. Yes, it's just ending this August. Mm-hmm. So there was this ceremony which was recorded by our reporter Thuso Khumalo, whereby some women from KwaZulu-Natal combined together with the Zimbabwean women in South Africa. Yes. Say that they'll be doing some projects together some kind of exchange program. There we had one of the Ndebele kings, Bulelani Lobhengula kamzilikazi Khumalo talking. He was in the ceremony, and we also had Mshezi of KwaZulu Natal in the organization Imbumba, you know. And they are advocating that the girls should be, you know, they should undergo virginity testing. They're saying it encourages them to, you know, to grow up well and not to date boys at a younger age, and therefore preserve their dignity. So that's what the organization stands for. That's what it does in KwaZulu Natal, so that the maidens can grow up well, and they are also sharing this with the Zimbabwean women. And we had several speakers as well. Over to you, Marvelous.
Ewa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu pa chimiti tiri kutarisa isu zvakawanda. Musi wechina August 26 tiri kutarisa zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika. Takatarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro panguva iyo denda iri reCOVID-19 richiri rakapfunya chisero. Saka tange tine vanyarikani vachauya ipo pano vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pemamiriro uyezve nepfungwa dzavo panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti nhasi taonawo zvakare munyika paine zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvawanikwa zvichibva kunzvimbo United States, United Kingdom, vawanikwa vachisvika muHarare nhasi vanokwana ivo 7. Saka ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika, uyezve tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro peizvozvo pachirongwa chedu. Asi tichiwanikwa tichipawo zvakare madzimai mukana wekuti vakwanise kunge vachiuya vachitiudzawo kana vaine aya atingati zvirongwa zvavari kuita panguva ino. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro August 25, Zimbabwe parizvino ine vanhu vanosvika ivo 123,711 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti pane avo vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari pa123,711 kubva muna March gore rapfuura. Saka vari paivo pa109,498 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Tozotarisawo zviri kusuvisa vazhinji kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachitisiya vari pa4,338 vashaya kubva muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisawo nyaya yechirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba kune vanhu munyika. Chamira icho Zimbabwe ichitaura kuti pane vanhu 2.4 million vachidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Asi hurumende uyezve inoti iyo iri kuda kuti pave nevanhu vanobayiwa nhomba iyi vanodaudzira 10 million kuitira kuti chirongwa ichi uyezve kana kuti ukasha uyu weCOVID-19 uwanikwe iwo usisazoita kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kana kuramba vachiwanikwa ivo vachitambidzana chirwere ichi. Uyezve kuti kana munhu akabatwa nechirwere ichi haazi kuwanikwa iye achitorwa upenyu hwake kana kuwanikwa achipinda mune nguva iye yatinoti muchipatara kuICU. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo tichiona kuti zvakamira sei. Tine munyarikani wedu ari pano vapinda ivo pachirongwa. Regai tiona kuti ndiani vari pano vari kuedza ivo kugadzirisa michina yavo. Regai tione kuti ndiani vatinavo pari zvino tibva tawanikwa tichitaura navo ipo pano. Asi zvakare ndina muzvare Linda Masarira vari pano vari panhare vachange vari kutaurawo. Alo muzvare Masarira. Alo. Alo. Ehe, network yenyu iri kuti netsei, endai pane network mbichana. Alright, aiwa regai tigoedza kuti tifone pa net 1 sekutaura kwakaita. Asi sekutaura kwatiri kuita uku network iri kuti netsei. KuZimbabwe vati iwo magetsi kumba kwava hakuna pari zvino, saka tatoita kufona a direct call kuti tiwanikwe tichinzwa kubva kuna muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo, uyezve takavaona kuti vane zvirongwa zvakawanda zvavari kuita pari zvino. Tida kunge tiri kunzwa kwavari kuti zvii zvirongwa zvavari kubata pari zvino, uyezve kuti zvakamira sei panguva iyo ino yeCOVID-19, apo tiri kuedza kuti tione kuti vakwanisa kupinda pachirongwa chedu ndevapi, nekuti tine nyaya dzakawanda. Ndokunzwa amai Linete Karenye vari kuti ivo vave pachirongwa, saka regai tiwanikwe tichiona kuti tingagone here kuti vapinde pachirongwa tinzwe kuti vari kuti chisa. I'm not sure if we now have
it. Yes, you had our guest Linette Karenye, but she has dropped off. I think we will keep looking out for her when she comes and put it up. And before she comes, yes, I'm double checking, she's still not here. Before she comes, Marv, I have, no, let me just try to, okay. Before she comes, Marv, I have a guest whom we can put up before we put Linette Karenye on when she comes. And I think she's coming right now. And then what she will introduce herself and say who she is. We didn't have enough time to, okay, there we have her.
Sikhululekile Amelia Bogoza.
Right, we'll let you introduce yourself.
Back with village, but I live in Plumtree right now. And I am currently building this preschool in Plumtree Town. And the school is already finished. And then right now, because of the COVID, and the school is not yet to open for enrollment for all the children, but we are taking the infants at the moment, because the reason why we are taking the infants at the moment is because of we believe some mothers and some parents, they need to go to work, like nurses and all the doctors. So some daycares are closed for all those other children, the oldest one, but they can remain home. But the youngest one, they need care. So this is why we're going to be opening for just the infants. I am building the school all by myself. And then I'm just working like two or three jobs here in the United States, in Washington, D.C. And then I do not have anyone who's helping me with the funds or anything. I believe it's just God who's helping me with the funding, because I'm just doing it. I never seen anyone doing it. I don't have any role model or anyone, but something just told me to do it. And then I believe that's God who's helping me what I'm doing. I'm just doing for the community. There are so many challenges that I face along the way, because first of all, it's not easy to remote control everything, especially when you are building such a big building. And then I have to do the remote control. Like, literally, I sleep like only 2 hours or 3 hours most of the days, because the time when I go to sleep here, back home, the people are up. And then it's either the people, they need to ask me some questions, or either I need to ask someone a question back home. So I have to reserve that time in the middle of the night that I have to wake up and call the people back home. And then sometimes you don't even find the answer that you are looking for. And on the, or maybe the person back home, they are right near each other, but they still don't know how to answer your question. And then they still cannot contact the next person who is next to them that you need the answer for. So I have to call like more than 5 or 6 people. Like if I have anything has to do with the water people, I have to call water people and then call the plumber and then call my kids. And then all to coordinate, I have to do it from here. So even back home, the people, they will be calling me instead of calling someone, or maybe the plumber or the builder, they'll call me first to confirm something like that. So it's not really easy. But as I said, I believe God is the one sending me to do everything. The nursery is not different from the preschool, but we will not have a lot of people coming in. It will be just 2 teachers. So it will be the principal of the school and then someone else to help her. So there will be just 2 of them. So we might take like maybe 5 or 6 infants if there is some people that are in need for this period of time while we're waiting for the government to open up for the school. There are so many people that they want to bring their children in. Because of this nature, at the moment, we might just do first come, first serve. And then I believe, like the people that works at the grocery stores, and then some of them, they cannot afford the nanny. I mean, the babysitters for full time at home, especially maybe if they will have like 1 child or something, then we'll be trying to help those people. And then we are praying that this thing goes away soon, or our country recover from it soon so that people can go back. I'm not 100% sure if I could talk on behalf of the parents, if is it affordable or is not. But as far as I'm concerned, most of the people, they will prefer to have take their kids to school instead of having them at home and have the babysitter at home, because by having a babysitter at home is it might cost more expensive, because at the school, at least when you drop your child, they will be learning something. Also, they will be benefiting from it than to be at home with the babysitter that you'll be paying. So when time goes on and then the child will have to go to school, and then they will, you still have to pay. So right now you could take your child to school. Washington, D.C. Yimi umnikazi wesikolo iBacon Hill preschool. Okwamanje isikolo sesiqalile ukuregister. Siya register, sizathatha abancane kuphela onana. Onana laba sibathathiswa ukuthi sizama ukuncedisa laba abazali abahamba emsebenzini noma under lockdown. Bakhona abazali abahamba emsebenzini abafana labodokotela, labanesi, labasebenza ema-grocery store. Ngoba bayakhala abantu ukuthi abakwanisi ukuyenza ukuthiya abantwana for lama babysitters. Mina mangi lala, bona ngabe basebefukile. Khona izinto ezinenge ngabe ngifuna ukuthi ngikonnecte lama emaofisini ahlukeneyo and then uthola ukuthi abantu enyabe ngibathuma kumba babengcedisa abanye abala lwazi lama office lawo so mina sokufanele ngifonele ofisini ngibalayele ukuthi kulomuntu obuyayo ngilayele lalwana umuntu ukuthi hamba kubani bani. Ngikhona ukucommunicate sometimes noma mbathuma mase befika ngale ofisini ma ungacommunicate ungazange wafona wakhulumisana labantu abasema ofisini kwelinanga umuntu uyamthuma ayephenduka ema ofisini engazange wachasiselwa kahle kumbe wathola impendulo ecacile yikho ke hayi kuba nzima kakhulu ichallenge yakhona i-time different ikakhulu njalo zikhona ezinye izinto ezinengi eziye ngihlangane lazo kodwa ke ngonkulunkulu kuphela ngegama likaNkulunkulu
Yes, I think something technical fault there. Marvelous, we had Emilia Obozaslanda who's building who has built a primary school in Plumtree. Over to you whilst we check if our guest has arrived.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vakawanikwa ivo vachivaka chikoro chevanasikana vana vadiki preschool. Asi regai tiende kune munyarikani wedu watambenge tichiedza kupata panhare takamirira amai Linette Karenye Kore vanova ivo mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa. Regai tinzwe kuna amai Linda Masarira vari pano vanobvawo kulead rimwe remasangano anopikisa ari munyika. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro muzvare Masarira.
Ndinotenda sesemazve makapini nevateveri vose.
Takaona muri kunzi nima kushanda muri pa hamene kuti homwe yemadzima here munenge muri kushanda pasi pezano PF here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei baba?
Panya yaye vanonzi Young Women for Economic Development ndakatamiwawo
can just give us that in English because a lot of people were asking, especially on social media, that are you now working alongside ZANU-PF or what's your role at this new initiative that has been launched?
Democrats, decolonization of the political economy. We just don't have to eat each other for the sake of hating each other. But when something good is done, whether by ZANU-PF, by MDC, or by MTA, we have to be able to appreciate the good work which is meant to uplift women in our communities and in our societies and Zimbabwe as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And also, you were talking about wanting to launch a court application tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that before we let you go.
Okay. Consequences of the fact that we've got child marriages on the increase in Zimbabwe and a lot of young people being raped and being forced to make decisions for men to get jobs, which becomes exploitation. We've decided to launch a constitutional court application paying for the constitutional court to ensure that all laws of this land, especially pertaining to the rights of the young child, are aligned to the constitution of Zimbabwe. We have a discrepancy where the Criminal Codification Act, Section 74, speaks that a child from the age of 12 can consent to sex, and that when whilst the other part of the law is saying a girl under the age of 16 it goes and gets convicted with a Criminal Codification Act. We are telling that the legal age of majority in this country is 18, so the legal age of consent should be 18, the legal age to get married should be 18, and that law of religion is superior than the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Section 2 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe clearly states that no law, no religion, no practice, no custom is superior than the Constitution of Zimbabwe. We have an obligation to protect the girl child in Zimbabwe and the boy child as well, and that is what we are seeking to address with the constitutional court application that we're going to do.
Thank you so much, Mushwari Linda Masari Rasmus.
Yes, thank you, marvelous. There we had the lead president, Linda Masarura. Ube kuluma ke unkosazana Masarura ngokuphathelane lebandla lakhe kanye lokuvula kwesikolo njalo esithi abanye babuzisisa ukuthi usesekela yini ibandla leZANU-PF yena esithi cha akunjalo ngunenye inhlelo ezenza ngokuhambelane nazo abantu bengaphonga ukuchitheka isikhathi nje. Okwakathesi ke sizezwa njalo ke omunye umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Amelia Bhokoza Sibanda asitshela sichazisele ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwamenza waqalisa uhlelo lwakhe lolu olokwakha isikolo.
Then ma sebe labantwana uthole ukuthi ngcenye umuntu wakhona uyathola lo msebenzi kumbe elemfundo epase ebese siba lo mntwana. Ma sethole umntwana akasela ngitsho lokuthi uzamusa ngaphi umntwana. Abanye balabazali kodwa khona lokhu ukuthi ingcenye abazali baba behlala emakhaya bengalali ukuthi bayenze njani. Khonaphana silezitolo ezifana labo-Greens, labo-Plum to Bakery, njani njani. Kulabantwana abanye ababuya ezindaweni ezikatshana ababuya bezosebenza ngenxa yokuthi abantwana bethu abe-Plum to Area bakhona kodwa balabantwana bayehluleka lokuthi bayedinga umsebenzi bamakete le msebenzi ngoba bengalalapho abazitshiya khona abantwana. Nizame ukuyenza isikolo esabancane ekuseni ntambama ke ma omama babo sebetshayisile bebuye futhi bebuyele ke besidinga amatisha ngaleso sikhathi ma sezivuliwe bebuye bezofunda bethole beuqhubekela phambili ngezifundo zabo lapho abachiyela khona besiba ngama-single parents or the time ngesikhathi besiba ngama-dropouts. Abafana yebo bangathi balula ukuthi bona bebenefite on both sides ngoba okwamanje abafana noma ungaba lo mntwana ungumfana akuzimanga ukuthi uhambe usuthwele umntwana kumbe uswele lapho uzamthiya khona ngoba always uzabe lo mama wakhe. Not always, but as I said, I'm sorry about that. But then bona bakwanisa ukuthi bayenze noma yini isikolo sethu asizange sadingisa abafazi sodwa or ngesabomama bodwa or ngesama-single parents wodwa hhayi. So ma sizavula ke sesivula isikolo sabadala siyabe sithi ma sivula isikolo sabadala wonke umuntu ngitsho labogogo bo 90 years ma befisa ukuthi bebuye as long as i program yakho na iyabivumela njalo okunye engibonileyo mina asikuthi kumbeni isikole lesana sabe sisebenzisa ukuthi lamhla silotisha womethi kuphela oyendebele ngabuyi kusasa silotisha weEnglish kuphela oyemethi engabuyi njani njani anytime isikole lesiyana ngesabantu siya abantu basisebenzisa umuntu maye lokuthi ingcenye litholane lingu 5 kumbe lingu 6 lifuna ukuzencedisana li start kuhle liyafika lapha liyabook iroom oro liyasponela sicela ukuncediswa sibone ukuthi siyancedisana njalo mina ukusungula kwami isikole lesiyana ngokokusungula okomphakathi ngisungulela umphakathi hathi ukuthi kumbeni njani.
If you could also tell us in English why you started this project, what exactly were the concerns in the community and how will it help solve the problem?
So the reason why I opened up the school or I started the building up that school is because I have seen young girls, I'm sorry to say girls, but also the boys, they do drop out from school, but mostly the young girls are the one with, they end up with this load of having a child while they're still young, and then they don't have no one to stay with their children at home. So this is the reason why I open up, build the school, and then we're going to open the school. And then during the day, in the morning, they will come and drop their children at the school. And then some of them, they are already working. Some of them, they are not working. But then they can have the opportunity to go look for the job or go for the interviews or do something. Then in the night, then we'll be opening for those grown up to come and study. And then when they come to study, we will be allowing everyone to come and request some other things, like if we have a math teacher, which I believe we will not have, like 5 or 6 teachers every day. So we will decide to make, maybe on Monday is math, and then Tuesday is English, and then Wednesday is Ndebele, and then on Thursday is science, and then on Friday is agriculture or history or something. So by that, it doesn't mean that if you will be working in the night on the day of the math teacher, and then you cannot come on Tuesday. You can always come, and then if there will be someone who can help by then, or if we, everyone is welcome to come and book the room, they can manage to gather themselves and then come to the school and use the school resources to study. So everyone is welcome. That school is for the community.
Yes, and what feedback are you getting from the community? We spoke to you sometime last year, and when you were just starting the program, how has the journey been? And is the community accepting the school and grateful? What's going on? Yes, and what feedback are you getting from the community? We spoke to you sometime last year, and when you were just starting the program, how has the journey been? And is the community accepting the school and grateful? What's going on?
Right. Yeah, that interview, it really pushed me really far, and then it helped me a lot, because after message we had an interview, I did not even know, because you did not tell me when the radio timing back home, when I didn't know. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I believe, and then I started receiving calls and messages telling me that, oh, you are on the radio, and some of my families, they were so happy, and then congratulating me, and then say, we are blessed to have you. And then most of the community, they were really happy. They can't wait for the school to open up. So it was really a helpful thing. And also, I believe it helped so many people which they didn't know. I believe by doing the interview is very, very important. And then it is so helpful because people, they can hear it or someone hear it and then on the radio, and then they can tell other people. And then by then, it's not just only helping one person, one side, like it's helping me or either it's helping the community, it's helping both of us. So that's why we call it a community. So we are both helping each other.
Right. Mav, over to you. That was Skolegile Emelia Boboza Slanda, who's building a school in Bloemfontein.
Thank you so much. We are also lucky right here to have one of the vice presidents of the MBC Alliance, Amai Lynette Karenye, who is on the phone with us all the way from Zimbabwe. We just wanted to weigh in with her about the current situation at the moment and also looking at the situation in Zambia, where we saw that Zambia will be having a female vice president. Welcome to the program, Amai Karenye.
Thank you so much, Marvelous. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Maybe you can start off by weighing in on what we saw happening in Zambia this week. Zambia has actually got a female vice president. What's your take? You're a female vice president for your own opposition party, the MDC Alliance. Tell us a little bit about what this week meant for you and what you saw coming out of Zambia.
Yeah, we are so excited, Marvelous, as women. We are so excited that other countries are trying by all means to include women, because for some years, because of patriarchy, because of some religion, people did not have confidence in women. But for Zambia, to me, honestly, it's an achievement to have a female vice president, because when there is a woman, honestly, the change is always there. So I just want to congratulate the Zambians and also to take an honor to say the president clearly shows the world to say, I cannot do without women. And the inclusion of women in Zambia clearly tells us that we are lagging behind. And as other African countries, especially like Zimbabwe, we must maybe start to make sure that wherever we go and whatever we do, we must make sure that we include women, because without women, you cannot have a peaceful country. So congratulations to the Zambians.
Hey, mumbo tipao e maonero enyu amai Lynette Karenye Kore. Se mumwe wevateedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa, makaona sei zvakabuda kubva paZambia iro vhiki rino, tichiona kuti iyo nyika yeZambia mutevedzeri wenyika iyi mudzimai?
Ndakaona kukosherwa, ndakaona kuti nyika zhinji dzaakuona kuti zvinoda kushandurwa mumaringe nezvinhu zvekutungamirira ruzhinji. Zvoratidza izvo kuti mupresidendi wekuZambia vakaratidza kuti havakwanisi kutungamira vasina madzimai. Zvoreva kuti vakaona zvakakosha kuti parutivi rwavo vawanewo ruzivo, vawanewo maadvise kubva kumunhukadzi. Izvi zvinoratidza chete kuti affirmative action, zvinoratidza chete kuti nyika dzose dziri kuona utungamiri hwakarongeka hwaitwa napresidendi wekuZambia. Zvichinga zvinhu zvinoita sendambe, asi ukatarisa muZimbabwe takambenge tina a female deputy president, but ukatarisa zvamusiyasi yakabvisa mudzimai ikaisa murume, zvichireva izvo kuti yakaratidza kuti haina kukoshesa madzimai. Asi paZambia varatidza vanhu kuti aiwa, madzimai anofanira kupinda mumatongerwo enyika, zvichiratidza kuti ukatarisa panomira munhukadzi, corruption inenge iri shoma. Kuziva kunenge kuri kuyako kuti samai unoziva panorwadza, unoziva zvinorwadza mhuri yako. Saka izvozvo zvega zvinotiratidza kuti isu semaZimbabwezi tinofanira kuonawo zvakaitwa nevamwe. Ndotenda ini kupati yandinobva kuMDC Alliance inotungamirwa naAdvocate Nelson Chamisa itori kufamba mutsoka idzodzo, nekuti pari zvino titori nemunhukadzi anowa ini savice president, chinova chirongwa chavakasimudza president Chamisa kuti aiwo, patiri kupinda mucongress one wemaVPs anofanira kuva mudzimai. Zvorewa kuti ndipresidendi anokoshesa vanhukadzi. Saka isu MDC Alliance, chinoreva kuti tiri kuteedza izotsoka sevamwe vatungamira kuti vaonesa rudzo dzakanaka.
Pane zvamungati madzidza here se MDC Alliance zvamungazoona muchiita musarudzo dza 2023 tichinyanyo tarisa nyaya yekukosha kwemadzimai panyaya idzodzi dzesarudzo?
Ndadzidza zvakawanda mavelas. Chekutanga chandadzidza ndechekuti nyika kuti inzi nyika inofanira kukoshesa madzimai, nekuti madzimai ndo ane percentage yakawanda munyika dzose. Zvinoreva kuti isu tinozvarazve, vana vatiri kuzvara tisuzve tinovadzidzisa kuti aiwa, onai zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka, chiendai munorejesta kuzovhota. Zvinoreva kuti madzimai akakurudzira mhuri dzavo vakati aiwa, pamusha woga woga une mwana ngauzive kuti mwana iye azorejesta kuvhota, ngauzive kuti mwana iye azoenda kunovhota. So ndakadzidza kuti aiwa, semubereki haufaniri kungoenda chete kumberi uchienda kunoitirwa zvematongerwo enyika usingadhonzi vana vako, nekuti vana vako vakasavhota zvoreva kuti vari kuzvidzvanyirira. So ndakadzidza kuti aiwa, Zambia yaona zvakakosha kuti vana vechidiki vatorewo nzira dzakanaka dzekuona kuti change inodiwa. Change inodiwa kuti vana vawane mabasa, vaone kudya kwakanaka, vaone pekugara pakanaka, vaone dzidzo yakanaka. Zvino zvandakadzidza kuti aiwa, sevabereki vana vedu vakatopinda mustriti kunovhota vakapfeka magauni, zvoreva kuti savana mai takadzidzisa vana ivavo vakaenda kuzvikoro asi vanga vasina mabasa. Ndinoona zvikurukuru kuti chinhu ichi hachina kungoitwa pasina kushanda. Vana mai vakabatsira vana vakashanda. Zvinoreva kuti sarudzo dziri kuenda idzi, semadzimai emuZimbabwe tafanira kuti tidzidzise vana venu kuti nyika inokurwadza kwayaita nekuoma kwayaita iri kuda kuchinjwa kweutungamiri. Inochinjwa nei? Vana venu vanofanira kubva kwavari kuita zvemaining vauye vazorejesta kuvhota, vari kudhayaspora vauye vazorejesta kuvhota, vari kushayiwa mabasa vagorejesta kuvhota. So ndakadzidza kuti aiwa, hapana chinouya takarara, tinofanira kudifenda vhoti. Pakunovhota, tapedza kuvhota, vana mai hatifaniri kuenda kudzimba. Tinofanira kuuya kudifenda vhoti, nekuti rigging inostopa nesu kana tapinda musiti kunodifenda vhoti peacefully.
Asi munoona izvi zvichizokwanisika kuitika here muZimbabwe? Tichiona kuti takaona musuya muna August 1 mushure maelections paine vanhu vakapfuurwa vakashaya.
Ndinoona kuti muZimbabwe tine dambudziko rekuti masoja kuti aiwa, isu semasoja nemapurisa chekuchedzedza vanhu isu tiri vashandi hurumende, vashandi vebato. Saka izvi zvaakuda chihwirangwe mavelas, nekuti shopu inonzi tiema inei nekuti uri musoja kana mupurisa kana kuti haushandi, ine chekuita nekuti iwe unofanira kuenda imomo uine mari. Saka muZimbabwe tinofanira kuti tibatane pachezvedu kuti aiwa, nyika iyi haingagadziriswi nemunhu wani chete. Hachiziri chinhu chachamisa, hachiziri chinhu chamaikore, chinhu chekuti tese tikwanise kurwira kodzero dzedu nekugara kwedu kwakanaka. So ndinoona kuti muZimbabwe tinokodiwa chete kubuda neuwandu tobatana, kwete kuti zvinhu ngazviitwe neopposition, kwete zvinhu ngazviitwe nepati imwe yausinea. Zvinoda kuti isu tose, nekuti dambudziko riri muZimbabwe nderekuti kana vanhu vadyiwa maelection, kuti tiite a smooth transition sezvakaita Zambia. Vamwe vanoti aiwa, hatifani kuti vasina kuenda kuhondo. Vamwe vanoti aiwa, hazvigoni kuti opposition itungamiri. Bati zvakadzidza paZambia zvikaitwa muZimbabwe, ndinoona tichiita sarudzo dzedu murunyararo. Anenge akundwa ngaagamuchire kuti aiwa, pari zvinoredza ndiende pariti, ndiso umwe wangu ambotungamira. Saka chandauna chandadzidza kuti aiwa, kuti masoja nemapurisa auya azovictimaiza vanhu sezvavakaita muna August, hunge vanhu tiri vashoma. Bati tikazviita sezvakaitwa kuZambia, kuti vanhu vanoti kwete uriga makatiriga kare, kwete izvozvi. Ende tikarejesta neuwandu, tikarejesta neuwandu mavhena, ndinoona kuriga kuchiita kushoma. Saka chandinoda ini kutaura kuvana veZimbabwe kuti aiwa, chinhu ichi swara yedu nyanzi nguva yakasvika izvisiri yekuti munhu chitwe nemunhu wani.
chinhu chese zwara imwe chigunwe chimwe hatiswa nyinda chinoda chihwirangwe toita mukomberanwa tobatsirana nekuti nzara iziri kumunhu umwe chete iri kumhuri yose yezimbabwe mabasa aziri kushayikwa nemunhu umwe chete ari kushayikwa nemunhu wese wakamboone pi nyika inoti 3% or 5% ndoni inoshanda the rest hakuna anoshanda zvoratidza kuti vanhu vemuzimbabwe takufanira kusvinura maziso sezvakaitwa nezambia.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo amai Karenye Kore vanga vari pano, amai Lynette Karenye Kore vanga vari pano, vanhu vaivo mumwe vatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa chakubatai zvakare kuti tigotaura nemi pari paradio pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Asi tinokutendai kunge manga muinesu pari zvino. So they were hearing from amai Lynette Karenye Kore, who was actually on the phone. She had been trying to log on, but due to the connectivity problems, she kept dropping off, just like what we saw happening to Linda Masarira of Lead. But she literally was just talking about her view of what we saw happening in Zambia, where the vice president of that country is a woman. So she was just saying, now it's time for Zimbabweans to go out and register to vote, and also just detailing what she thought Zimbabweans need to do.
It's there from Umsegeli Wamkokeli, webandla MDC Alliance, ngomunye wabasegeli, unkosikazi Lynette Karenye Kore, obekhuluma-ke lapho kuba ukuthi elizwe lingomakhelwane leZambia selilomsekeli-ke kamongameli ongowesifazana. Khuluma lapho konke kokwenzakala eZimbabwe okukhathaza abesifazana-ke besithabule-ke ukuba laye lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table. Okwakhathesi-ke siza kuzwa ngamafitshane-ke njalo omunye umhlonitsha wethu silaye khonapha unkosikazi Sikhululekile Bhokoza Sibanda, yena othi wayehambile ekhaya kodwa inhlelo ze-COVID zangani ziyamphambanisa.
COVID-19 is affecting a lot of things, people. I believe only we survive by grace of God, because if not, there's so many things will be messed up. Because I left Washington, D.C., and then in Washington, D.C., when you leave to travel, the airlines, they put you to take the COVID test like 3 days before you travel. So we took three, I was traveling with two of my daughters, and so we're three of us. So we ran around and take a COVID test on Wednesday when we were leaving on Friday. So we get a test, and then on Thursday, we get our result back. And then when we get to South Africa, we go to take our plane that was going to Zimbabwe. We were denied to enter the plane that because our COVID-19 certificate had expired on the way while we were flying from Washington, D.C. to South Africa. So we have to stay behind. Unfortunately, we were not lucky, because that was the day when Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, was announcing the lockdown. So by then, we have to stay behind. And then the next day, when we went to try to take a COVID test in South Africa, then we were told that everything has to be done online. And then by then, our plane, we had booked the plane for that day. So we couldn't travel after we were missed. So we had missed like two planes that we had booked. So we have to rebook again for the next day. So that was the sad part about it. But with grace of God, we managed to do it. And then when we get home, the COVID-19 was just starting, which we thought it was over, but it was just starting. Like in Bulawayo, people, they were start passing away. Families were going to their family, to their funeral on Thursday, and then on Saturday, the next person is passed away, the same family, without getting sick, only 2 days sick. And then in Plumpy, people were still getting sick, but no one was passing away. And then when we were there, four of my friends, they lost their family members in Plumtree, which it was really sad. And then after that, the Plumtree City Council, most of the offices, most of their workers, they were getting sick. So you go there and then you want a signature for a certain person and then the person is not there. So you have to wait for some days because the person is the only one which is authorized to do that signature. So it was really hard, but as I said before, by grace of God, we survived and then I passed through it. I tried to swallow some of the things. And then also the third part, it was about the car, the school vehicle that I intend to go and buy myself is either in South Africa or in Botswana. But when I get there, the COVID was just starting. But I was fully vaccinated. I am fully vaccinated, but I could not take that risk to be moving around. So I tried to limit my moving. Then I meet one of the residents in France. And then I was talking about how I wanted to go buy the vehicle. And apparently the person managed to convince me to give him the money, and then he was going to buy the car from Messina. And then we called the dealer, what we call them, what do you call those agents in Messina? And then he told me the price of the car and he sent pictures and everything. And then we sent the money, and then I did not receive the car for.
Yes, that was Emelia's colleague, Boboza Spanda, marvelous, who's building a school in Bloemfontein. She has actually finished building the school there. She's telling us some of the effects, you know, of COVID on the programs people are trying to have. You see, she will go to offices, but they are closed. There will be people trying to swindle her of this and that, but she says she managed in the end to build the school, which is helping the rural community. Yes, we are coming to the end of our show. Marvelous, would like to thank.
Let's just hear the last word from Amai Lynette Karenye.
Oh, we still have our guest. Oh, that's nice. Yes.
Amai Karenye Kore, mongo tipa o mazwenye kupenzi. Sira taa kuenda kuno ufara chirungwa chini.
Kirila, uene kukwanisa kuvane kuti supporter isuse MDC Alliance. Tinotenda neconfidence yawe yavanayo kwatiri. Chandinoziva ndechekuti hatingakwanisi kungotaura kuti hurumende iri kutirwadza. Hatingakwanisi kungotaura kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, upenyu hauna kumira zvakanaka. Chinongodiwa chete ndechekuti uregiste kuvhota. So ndiri kukurudzira ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kuti time is up. Ngatisimuke nevana vedu, nevarume vedu, nevazukuru vedu, tiende kunoregista kuvhota. Munhu wese kwaanogara ikoko, nzvimbo dzekuZiki dziriko dzekuti tinoregista. Chandinoziva ndechekuti Ziki iri kutifrustrata, iri kuisa masenders mashoma. Asi isu, let's not give up. Let's not give up. Let's defend our struggle and let's defend our vote after we have registered. Let's go and vote. You cannot just register without going to vote. So let's register and also on the time, let's go and vote. So
Thank you. Aiwa, thank you so much. Apotinotenda my Lynette Karenye Kore vanova ivo mumwe vatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vakwanisa kunge vainesu pano pachirongwa chedu vachitipawo maonero avo nezvatakaona zvichiitika munyika yeZambia. Star.
Yes, pinde njalo sibonge unkosazana sikhululekile Bhoboza Emelias Banda ebesilaye lapha emsakazweni. Kodwa hayi, isikhathi asavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington.
And I would also like to thank the leader of LEAD, Linda Masarira, who came in earlier on, who also gave her view about, you know, some of the allegations that have been on social media regarding her her involvement with the ZANU-PF. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei.